Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. Great to be back with you, E.
It's good to see you.
Little staycation.
Yeah. Played a lot of golf, had some fun.
I didn't play enough golf. I mostly just did stuff, you know?
All right. Oh, yeah.
Which, if you are blessed to have the amount of time off that we get when you get later in your career, you can spend a week just doing errands.
It's nice.
Right? But the highlight of the week was I served as guardian on an honor flight on Saturday for my father-in-law. My wife's father passed away about 16 years ago, and her mom is remarried to an Air Force guy, and he asked me to be his guardian, Vietnam-era guy, on an honor flight. And I don't know, I kind of debated how much I wanted to talk about this today, because we've been doing honor flights for a while.
That's true.
This was the 75th Stars and Stripes honor flight.
And it is a well-oiled machine, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. But I wanted to share a few things with you all from that. And John Mercure was on this flight. John is a member of the board of directors for Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. And Merck didn't have any particular duties other than, he said, I went as media. And he will spend some time telling our story, talk to my veteran, Lee, and talk to me as well about my role serving as a guardian. So he's going to have extensive coverage of that on his afternoon show. But a few things I wanted to share with you.
I have with me Skip Meucci. He was in the Army Security Agency.
My grandpa served here in the U.S. Army Military Police.
I'm here with my granddad, Archie Hewley Jr. He served in the Korean War.
He was stationed in Korea from 1967 to 1969.
He served in Korea and from 1953 to 55, and he was a demolition specialist.
Yeah, they liked that.
Yeah.
Somebody else yelled out on the bus, you got to blow stuff up. Yeah, they liked it. So that was just a snippet. We're on the bus from Dulles International Airport on our way into D.C. to start seeing the monuments, and they had the Guardian. So each veteran that goes on one of these flights has someone who is there to escort them through.
Yep.
And so that was my role with my father-in-law, Lee. So they had each one of us Guardians get up in the front of the bus, say, tell your vet story. Just a little something.
That's cool.
So I grabbed a few of those, but for every one of those men and one woman on our flight as well, Benny was her nickname. She was there. And, you know, they all have a story. And so that was one of my takeaways from it, is each one of these individuals have a story.
Yeah.
They played a different role. They saw different theaters of war. They were involved in different conflicts. We were exclusively Korea and Vietnam veterans, a few Korean War veterans and mostly Vietnam guys. So the three things I thought I would share today, E., outside of just a couple of those little snippets. Number one, if you are a veteran of the Vietnam era or earlier, or were in conflict, or if you have a veteran in your life who has not been on one of these flights, encourage them to do that. And especially for the Vietnam guys, so many of them talked about their experience coming home, how they didn't have a proper homecoming. And I think that's something that our generation got right. Learn to separate the war from the warrior and understand that, you know, you may have political differences with what's going on, but you respect these folks who go out there and do their duty.
Right.
And so I would highly encourage, if you have a veteran in your life or if you are someone who has served, get on one of these flights. The other thing, the volunteers. Stars and Stripes Honor Flight is 100% volunteer. Even the president, Karen Relke, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
She does for $0.
She's amazing. She is amazing.
And so just a sense of gratitude to them, to what they've created, to how they continue to build this out. And then finally, I was so emotional coming back. I shared a lot of stories with Lee and, you know, what he did in Vietnam and elsewhere. He served at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and a bunch of other places. But if we can do this so well, so right, and take care of these folks and visit the monuments and D.C. and all of these things, how is it that we feel our nation is so broken? And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's just the story that we're choosing to tell, and going to tell a better story from here on out. 627.